So we're discussing the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin, but the tricky thing is we're discussing it in two different senses. So this Chazar Shir is going to be about the differences that you find in Halacha between the Kiddushin and Nisuin, descriptively, how it seems different. And the next Chazar Shir is going to be about the relationship between Kiddushin and Nisuin in terms of the mitzvah. Okay, in terms of the mitzvah and the process of Kiddushin, how dependent is one on the other? Okay, but we're going to hold off on that second question. Today we're only going to deal with the first. So our first observation in Shir is that when you look at the Torah, it seems that the Pesukim only pick out the Maisa Kiddushin. They don't really refer to a Maisa Nisuin at all. The Torah says, Ki yikach ish isha, uva Allah, kicha kicha miste Ephron. Kicha refers to the kinyan of Kiddushin. So I'll just point out that it's not so obvious. Some Rishonim think that the source for Nisuin comes from the Pesukim in Bereishis of V'davak B'ishta. Hakein Yazov Asav V'imo V'davak B'ishta V'haylu Basar Echad. So it could be that V'davak B'ishta refers to Nisuin. So that might be a potential makor. Other Rishonim point to the Pesukim in Motzi Shemra where you have Ki Yikach Ish Isha U'ba Eleha. And then later in the Parsha you have Ki Yikach Ish Isha U'va Allah. So Rishonim point out that Ba Eleha is referring to Nisuin and Ba Allah is referring to Bia Rishona. So if that's the case, then you might have a source in the Torah ready for Ba'i Leha, that you bring her closer to you, that's referring to Nisuin. Even the reference, even the diak from Kicha, Kicha, Ki'ikach, right, the Torah also uses the Lashon of Lekacha, and this we pointed out in Shir, for Nisuin. Mia Isha She'aras Isha Velo Lekacha, or Imacheres Yikach Lo. So it could be that the Kicha itself refers also to the Mais of Nisuin. Okay, so it's not so obvious that Nisuin doesn't appear at all in the Torah. That's the first observation. The second thing we pointed out is that in terms of the halachos, there clearly is a difference between the Maisa Kiddushin and the Maisa Nisuin. There's no way of saying that the Nisuin doesn't really exist. So what are the halachos that we find different? The Gemara in Kiddushin asks whether Bia is Nisuin Osa or Erisin Osa. It gives three nafkamina, Liyarsha, Litamila, Lahafer Nidareha. Another nafkamina is found in the Gemara in Ksuvis and Dachmem Chesam and Beis. There's no space avia, that there's a difference in the onesh for nisua versus an arusa, whether the misa is bechenek or whether it's beskila. We know that there's also a difference in sherksus and ona. The chiyuv of sherksus and ona only appears to kick in b'shas nisuin, doesn't seem to exist b'shas erusin. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, the Gemara seems to say that in order for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur to have a din of chiper bado vad beso, beso zu ishto, it's not sufficient that he has erusin. She has to be beso. You need knisa labayis. Mar says kol kama delo kanis la besohi. Right, so it seems like that's referring to nisuin. You need them actually to be nisuin in order to say it's beso. There's a day on the sifrei which is against the simple read of the Gemara, which suggests that an isha is only ocheles betruma if she's an isha's kohen if she has nisuin. That's how we paskin in the Bavli, but only midrabanan. Right, either because of simphon she might have a mom and be a kedushei taos. Or Hashem Yimzo Kos Yoshid Kos Lebeis Avia. She might be Machil Chuma to her family. So the Bavli Paskins that is Drabanan. Rashi quotes the Sifrei that maybe it's Xeris HaKosov that only Beso. She has to have a din of Nisua in order for her to be Ochelis Bechuma. So that might be another makar that the Nisua creates a new status in the marriage. The Gemara in Ksuvis Dav Zayin, in quoting the Lashon of the Birchas Erisin, of Asar Lanu Esau Russo, so the Rishonim all point out, you see that there's an Isser Bia before Nisuin. So especially if you want to hold that Doraisa, like we pointed out in the last couple of Shiurim, like the Ravid and the Shidi Yishana, if you think that's an Isser Doraisa, then you see that the Arusa actually, the Erisin creates an Isser to the husband, and the Nisuin creates the Heter. That would be an important distinction between them. Finally, the din of Naki Yelebeso Shana Achas, the din that the husband is Pater from going out to Melchama, that seems to be contingent on the Nisuin, not on the Erisin. Okay, so there are plenty of halachic differences between the status of Erisin and Nisuin. The question is, how do we characterize the difference between them? How do we characterize Nisuin as distinct from Erisin? So here we made a third observation in the Din of Nisuin, that if you look throughout the Mishnayos, you don't really find a description of what the act of Nisuin, or what the event of Nisuin is. First Mishnah in Kiddushin tells you Begimel Drachem Isha Niknes, Kesef Shtar Bia. Then you scan through all the Mishnayos and you try to figure out what Nisuin is and you don't really find anything. So the Rishonim debate what it actually is. The Ram suggests that Nisuin is Knisa Lebeso. You're simply bringing her, carry her through the door of the home. The Bach has this idea that it's standing Tachas Achupa, or you put up this canopy and you both stand together underneath. The Rambam is very clear in Perikud Alacha Aleph that Nisuin means Yichud. And later on, it's clear that the Rambam means that it has to be Yichud Haroi Lebia. As it's more than just being Miyachid together, it has to be a Yichud that's really, that lends itself halachically and otherwise to a Maisa Bia. Rashi in Ksuvis and Daf Dalet, we didn't mention this in Shir, but it's good Rashi to know, that Rashi seems to say, based off the Gemara there, that says in Meis Aviv Shal Chasan or Ima Shal Akala, right, they had the wedding set up and then one of the parents dies. So the question is, do you go ahead with the wedding or do you observe Shiva? So the Gemara says, Machnisana Meis L'cheder, now you put the Meis into another room, they have Bia Rishona, and then the Shiva Simya Mishtar Docha, the 7 days of Avelos. So you have Sheva Brachos for 7 days, then you have Avelos. So Rishonim that are bothered, how come the Gemara says that they're boil Bia Rishona? Why not just have the wedding? So then the Chas, they have Kedushin and Nisuin, and the wedding's already in full effect, and that's Docha the Avelos. So Rashi there has a cryptic statement where he says that until the Bia Rishona, lo chal alav hachas aleim hachasana. It seems that the Nisuin is almost contingent on the Bia Rishona. So it could be that's like a third, that's another day out there in what Nisuin actually is. Or do you have a formal Nisuin of Knisa, of Yichud, or whatever, but even the Nisuin itself is not Chal in total until the Bia Rishona. A lot of the Achronim are upset with this. Pnei Yeshua says if that's really true, then you should never start celebrating Sheva Brachos until after Bia Rishona, which is not always the case. But in principle, Rashi seems to be saying that you need more than just Nisuin for Nisuin to be Chal, more than Chuppah for Nisuin to be Chal. The Mordechai in the beginning of Ksuvis suggests that Nisuin is actually Mesiras Ha'av Bishachris. It's when the father gives over the daughter to the Chasan in the morning, the day of the Chasana. This is an interesting Shita because it allows for the Nisuin to come before the Erisin. And in Shia, we were very adamant that doesn't mean that it can't mean that the Dinim of Nisuin go into effect before the Erisin, only that the Maisa Nisuin could be performed before the Erisin. But of course, the dinam of Nisuin will only go into effect at the Kedushin. The Rambam has two havaminos of two things that may have counted for Nisuin, but rejects them. One of them is Birchas Chasanim. Rambam says, don't think that Birchas Chasanim would count as Nisuin, and don't think that writing the Ksuva counts as Nisuin either. So he points out that really just... that teases out the novelty of Nisuin not having a defined character. Right? You'd assume it has to be some sort of Knis Lebeso, it has to have some sort of formality. And the Rambam says, oh, you'd have a Havmina that even just the Brachos would be sufficient for Nisuin. You'd have a Havmina that Ksivas HaKsuva would be sufficient. Right? So you have no real description in the Gemara, and you have this Havmina that even these non-Kinyonim or non-events even, just a Bracha or Ksivas HaKsuva should be sufficient for the Nisuin. Finally, you have also the concept in the Gemara in Daf Beis and the Gemara in Memches, Higiyaz Man V'lo Niso Chelas Mishalo. Right? It sounds that if you don't do a Maisa Nisuin, some of the Dinim of Nisuin could go in automatically. Right? So there's a real problem here in trying to pin down what the Nisuin is. What does that mean it could go into effect automatically after the Erisin? So the basic idea that we were suggesting, even though we did suggest other things as well, well, let's give one more observation we made before we get to that. Another observation is that the Gemara seems to have different kinds of chuppas or different kinds of nisuin for different women in different cases. Right? So we just pointed out that the Rishonim aren't clear at all what the nisuin is. But here the Gemara and the Yerushalmi seem to take a stance that there could be a different definition of nisuin in different circumstances. So, for example, the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Ksuvis seems to say that the Nisuin for an Almana has to be actual Bia. You can't have Knisa L'chuppa for the Nisuin of an Almana. A Ketana as well might have a different kind of Chuppa. The issue is that the Rambam paskins the Din, the Mishnah on Memches, of Matzor Av L'Shluchei HaBaal. Right, when the father gives over his daughter to the Shluchim of the Baal, that's considered the Nisuin. So everyone's bothered. The Rambam himself paskins, what we just mentioned a minute ago, that Nisuin could only be Yichud. The Rambam paskins as soon as yichud. The Rambam paskins the mission of Masra Av L'Shluchei Abal. How could he do that? There's no yichud in Masra Av L'Shluchei Abal. So the Beis Yaakov, which is the Nesivis, so he suggests that maybe that's dafka for Ketana. That the Nesuin of a Ketana could be Masra Av L'Shluchei Abal, whereas the Nesuin of a Gdola would have to be yichud. So you have a different ksuva, you have a different Nesuin for Almana, you have a different Nesuin for Ketana. I don't have the Macher written down here. So what does this point to? So the main idea that we were suggesting is that Nisuin is not a formal kinyan. Nisuin is really just the beginning of the Chaye Ha'ishos. Okay, so you have kinyan kiddushin, that has to be be'edim, that has to have a high level of das, that's formal, has a legal component. And then you have not a kinyan, but an event, which the Torah recognizes. And that event is whatever moment triggers, whatever moment can be considered the beginning of the marriage. So here you have machlokes. What's considered the beginning of the marriage? What marks the beginning of them living together? Yichud, yichud with bia, actual bia, maybe the fact that he's writing a shtar ksuva that obligates himself to her. Maybe when you have some sort of ceremony where they're standing together under the chuppah. Right, so the Rishonim are struggling here with what the beginning of the marriage is, but they all agree conceptually that Nisuin is simply Tchilas Chaye Ha'ishos. And that's going to account for why the Torah never gives us a definition for Nisuin, why the Mishnayos never lay it out, and why you're going to have different kinds of Nisuin for different women. Right, the beginning of marriage for somebody who is previously married, for an Almana, that's going to be marked differently from a Ketana and from a Bsula. Right, clearly the beginning of marriage with a minor is different from the beginning of marriage with someone who's a gedola. Okay, so that's going to explain why you have all these differences between the different kinds of nisuin and the inherent ambiguity as to what nisuin itself is. How do we know that the kedushin is a kinyan and the nisuin is not? So the first thing that we can point to is the role of das that is needed for a kedushin and nisuin. The Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Beis Amud Beis says that midaita in bal karchalo. It's clear you need the das of the isha for kedushin. And here you can see how strong a role das plays from the fact that the Rishonim don't even like the havmina in the Gemara that you could have kedushin bal karcha. Right? The Meiri, for example, says that if you had kedushin bal karcha, lo shavke imkein lo hanachta bas la Avram Avinu, it just can't work that kedushin would be bal karcha. It's not conceivable. The Rashba goes further, and the Rashba says there's no actual havamina in the Gemara that kedushin should be bal karcha. The only havamina is in a case where taluya v'kaddish, right? You forced her into consenting, but she actually consented. And so there's no real havamina of kedushin bal karcha. It's kiddushin with daita that was forced. The Rimi Luniel also tries to undermine the actual havamina of the Gemara, and he says, no, if it's bal karcha, the Gemara never would have had a suggestion. The Gemara is simply dealing with the case of kitcha shalomi daita v'achar kach nisratza. You had her consent, but only at a later point in time. Okay, so they all want to say that there's no real havamina in the Gemara that kiddushin could ever work bal karcha. Contrast that with the Tosos' suggestion and Daf Beis in Ksuvis, where Tosos says that you need Besula Niseis to tell you that she's not Niseis Bal Karcha. So both the Marshal and the Shitun Kubetzas point out that this Havamina exists even given the Maskana of the Gemara in Kiddushin. Right, so the Gemara already told you in Kiddushin that a woman can have Kiddushin Bal Karcha, so that we know. So we know there's no Kiddushin Bal Karcha. And yet there's still an open question as to whether or not Nisuin could be Bal Karcha. Kamash Malan, that it isn't. Right? But you can see there are two independent Shilas. Because the Gemara already decided Kiddushin Bal Karcha, and the Gemara still assumes it's open as to whether there's Nisuin Bal Karcha. So what does that tell us? Why would you assume that you could have Nisuin Bal Karcha even after the Gemara says you can't have Kiddushin Bal Karcha? So here we suggested three ways of approaching this. The first seems to be the position of the Shitun Kubetzas. Shekvar niskatsha birtsona, since the Kiddushin happened Birtsona, it seems that you could project that Ratzon onto the Nisuin as well. Right? She already gave her consent at an earlier point in time, and you assume that that consent carries through to the Nisuin. Right? So here the point seems to be that Nisuin requires Das, but the Das of the Kiddushin carries over. Another way of looking at it is that really you don't need Das at all for the Nisuin, but since you're already working within the framework of the Kiddushin, so there's no need for Das. Meaning the only time you need Das is when I walk over to somebody on the street and I try to impose my will on them. But if there's an outstanding relationship prior to what's happening now, we already have some agreement, so then within that context I could go ahead and create Nisu in Bal Karcha. Does everybody see the difference? On the first read, you don't have Nisu and Bal Karcha, you have her Das. On the second read, you have Nisu and Bal Karcha because you're already working within the Kinyan Kiddushin. You already have a prior Zika. Does anybody not get that difference? So here we gave just a model to understand this. It's a bit of a peculiar example, but we pointed to the din of Rubo Kekulo in a Bez Din. The din of Rubo Kekulo is that, let's say you have 23 Dayanim, and Rova them say that the litigant is guilty, and a minority says that he's innocent. So the psak din that comes out is Rubo Kekulo, right? It's as if all the Dayanim agreed to the psak. How could it be that the majority is imposing its will Bal Karcho on the minority Dayanim? The answer is the fact that they're sitting together as a Bez Din. The fact that they sat together as a Bez Din Shel Chav Gimel, that created a framework where the minority could be mevatel its ratzon to the majority. In political philosophy, you would say it's the lama kamun. You're mevatel yourself to the rule of the majority. Right, so you kind of have a contract here where you agree to the outcome. Okay, the idea here is that the Kiddushin creates that framework. A parallel model would be Yibum. Right, the Kinyan that comes from Yibum is Bal Karcha. It's automatic. And that's only because you're already working within the within the Zika of the first Kiddushin. Right? So you have a Kinyan that's being created, so it seems like you really would need Das, and you have to affect the Kinyan. But the fact that you're working within a Zika, a prior relationship, that's sufficient to say that you don't need Das, Bishas HaYibam. A third model that you could look at comes from Rav Sajago and Mitzvah in Gimel, in the discussion of the Rebuchim Fishel Pearl out there. Quotes the Levush that if you give a get me'ava, so you could remarry your wife Bal Karcha. Right? So since you're building off a prior Kiddushin, even though you subsequently divorced her, the fact that you had the prior Kiddushin, that allows you to go ahead and do a new Maisa Kiddushin Bal Karcha. Right? So you see how here you're clearly doing a Maisa Kiddushin. There's no ambiguity about what you're trying to create. You're creating a marriage. So you clearly need Das. Right, but the point is, since you're operating within the framework of a previous Kinyan, you could get away without it. Contrast that understanding with a third approach that we suggested, which is not that you have her Das from the time of Kiddushin, not that you don't need her Das because you're already working within a Zikas Kiddushin, but much more sharply that you simply don't require Das for Nisuin. Why? For the reason we said before. That Nisuin is simply hachnasa l'rshuso. It's not a kinyan, it's not a transaction, it's simply an event. And the Torah says, when you begin to act like you're married, that's when the marriage goes into effect. And events don't require Das, events just happen. Two interesting nafkamina to this question as to the three reasons why you might not need Das by Nisuin. What would be Koda Matan Torah? What would happen before Matan Torah, before you had a Kiddushin prior to Nisuin? Alright, so there you don't have a pre-existing framework. So would you need Das for whatever Ishos existed Koda Matan Torah? Another interesting nafkamina is, let's say you could create a framework even prior to a Maisa Kiddushin. I think this depends how you read that, or the Ruah. Right, let's say you could have a Shiduchin or a Sivlonos, which seems to be strong enough to create a kind of a Zika. or you have a shtar that says you're committing to marry this person at a future time. So maybe that's a sufficient prior zika to say that you don't need das b'shas hakidushin even. I think it depends how you want to read that or zeruah in Tavshin Samech. Okay, so let's try to bring some proofs to this idea that kiddushin needs das and is a kinyan. Nisuin is simply an event of tchilas ishus and therefore doesn't require das. So number one, the Rambam in Ishus Paragimel Halach Yid Gimel. So the Rambam says when he's talking about kiddushin, kiddushin ktana, you need the das ha'av b'shasa kiddushin. The ktana shin is kaddish shalol das avia. She hasn't done anything. However, in Perek Chaf Beis Halacha Hey, when the Rambam is talking about nisuin, so all the Rambam says is yachal limchos. Right? The father could be mocha to the nisuin. That's a very different formulation. For kiddushin, the Rambam says you need the active das of the av. For nisuin, it's just that the father has the right to object. But never that you need his active das to create the nisuin. So you say, very nice. You don't need active das for the event of marriage. Number two, what about Ketana, who has nisuin after her father dies? This is the Agos Maimonios in Perek Chaf Beis Halacha Beis. And Ravenu Tam says that Ketana, who had kiddushin while her father was alive, so you don't need any kind of das whatsoever for the nisuin. Okay, so in this case of the Ketana, where the husband wants to marry her, Ravenu Tam says, yeah, the nisuin is almost automatic. There's no das is necessary. Rabbeinu Ephraim disagrees. He seems to think that you do need a kind of a das. That's right, we're not going to take Rabbeinu Ephraim now. We're going to stick with Rabbeinu Tam for building up this idea. You'll see. This is very interesting. The last couple of shiurim have been very interesting. You have two kinds of shiurim typically. You have some shiurim that are developing a specific idea and trying to show how the idea resonates throughout different mekoros and throughout different gemaras. Then you have shiurim that are just trying to show how there are different mahalchim in a sugya. So the past couple of shiurim, we're trying to develop this distinction between kiddushin and nisuin fundamentally. Right? But you're always going to have outlier shitas. As the outlier shitas here, we're dismissing along the way. Right? Meaning, if you take all the outliers, you could make a case that, well, the Ar Zeruah thinks you don't need Eidei Kiyim at all. And, well, the Tosri HaZakein thinks you need Eidei Kiyim, you need Eidim for nisuin. And, well, Rabbeinu Ephraim thinks that you need Das for nisuin. Right? So you could build the opposite case, but the point is those seem to be running against the grain of the main thrust of the Gemara. What? Yeah, Ruba Kekula. That's the idea here. So Rabbeinu Ephraim here seems to be a bit of an outlier. Okay, but Rabbeinu Tam says it's automatic and ain't sarich ledas. Number three, do the Edim need to know the das of the Isha b'shas ha-kiddushin? Okay, so here a bit of machlokas. So the Pesachei Tshuva thinks that you do need to know the das ha'isha b'shas ha'kiddushin, and the Avne Miluim thinks that you don't. Okay, so once again, over here we're kind of right. The assumption is that the Pesachei Tshuva shita is more mechudash. Why would they need to know the das? Okay, they see the ma'isa. Why do they have to know what her intention is? So the point is because das is so definitional to the ma'isa kiddushin that they have to know what she's thinking. I see how das is integral to the act. Fourth din, Eidei Kiyim. The Rambam in Ishus Aleph Aleph. The Rambam is very clear. Yeah.
Why does that third din prove our mahalik about nisuin when we're only talking about kedushin?
Because we're trying to show that das becomes so important for kedushin that even the edim have to know what's going on in the mind of the isha.
Right.
But no one would ever say. That's the implicit argument. No one would ever say that you need some sort of that kind of das or knowledge of das for the nisuin.
Doesn't mean you don't need das for nisuin. You need less das for nisuin. That's just.
Right, so I think here, but even if you were to need das, it wouldn't be definitional to the action.
And you're making that argument from just a lack of anyone saying otherwise.
Yeah. Meaning, look at the extremes. Here you have a view that you don't need das at all for nisuin.
Right.
Okay. In the other extreme, you say, not only do you need das for kiddushin, you actually need the Eidei Kiyim to know about that das. Right? Well, I think if you want to put it differently...
The prior from exclusion is not...
If I wanted to put it differently, I would say, I could concede to Rabbeinu Ephraim and say that I need das for nisuin.
But
okay?
No one would hold
but even the Pesachei Tshuva wouldn't say that you'd have to, you know, build that das into the very essence of the nesuin. Right? It's like some sort of external requirement. Okay. Especially if okay, right. But the point is that you could build the opposite case and put together the Tosri Azakein with the Yerbein Ephraim, with the Avnei Miluim, with the Piskei Tshuva, and say, oh, you need all three. You need Edei Kiyum on the Dasa Isha B'Shas Nesuin. We're trying to say, well, in each case, right, that other sheet is an outlier. So there's no real good basis to put them all together and say, well, Tosri Azakein would need Das on the mind of the Isha from the perspective of the Edim B'Shas Nesuin. Okay. So the Rambam in Ishos Aleph Aleph is very clear that one of the innovations of Matan Torah is that you need Edei Kiyum for the Kiddushin. Torah is Mechadish, you need a Kinyin, and a Kinyin Bifnei Edim. So what's the Rambam trying to tell us with that? Why does he throw in that Edei Kiyum is part of the Chiddush of the Torah, of Lachar Matan Torah? So the idea we were suggesting is that Edei Kiyum is what picks out the special level of Das for the Kinyin Kiddushin. That shows you that you're dealing with what we call the transcendental chalos. That's more than just an agreement between the two parties. You've created a new halachic entity at this point. How do we know that? So one proof we brought to this idea that Edei Kiyum points to the transcendental element of the Maisa Kinyan is in the Gemara Kedushin on Samechem Beis. The Gemara talks about whether the Edim are Lekume Milsa or just as proof. And the Gemara seems to say that you need an Edus for Kedushin. Adas Baldin doesn't work. Because Chav Lachrini, you're affecting a third party. What is this Chav Lachrini? So Rashi says it's your asering her krovim akuliyama. So you're asering her krovim to each other. But arayos include the krovim of the parties. Rashba doesn't like that. Because you might have a case of a ger shenis gayer, she has no krovim, so you have a kedushin, and that kedushin is not Chav Lachrini. Because there are no relatives to become aser. So Rashba says no, it refers to the fact that now she's an HSH and she's also the Kuliyama. Okay? So we just pointed out in Shir that kasha of the Rashba is very strange. Because you might say that it's not about technically in this case I messed somebody else over. I threw my Maisa Kedushin, now somebody can't marry somebody else. What Chav Lachrini shows you is that the Maisa Kedushin is far more than just a kinyan between these two parties. That's what we mean by it's transcendental. It starts to affect Akuliyama. She's Asra Akuliyama. Or her krovim now become Asra through my Maisa Kedushin. That's what Chav Lachrini tells you. So when you have a Maisa that's going to affect other people, that shows you that there's something greater about it than just an agreement between these two parties, that's the kind of chalos that needs Edei Kiyum. That's our reading of the Gemara. Put differently, Chav Lachrini is a simen to the fact that you have a different kind of a chalos, and that kind of a chalos needs Edei Kiyum to create it. Why? Because Edei Kiyum will... Yeah. True, but the assumption of the Rashba is that you need to get Chav Lachrini in every case. Right? That's why that's his Kashan Rashi. What do you do with the Ger Shenis Gayer? She's not. There are no krovim who are aser, so it's not chav lachrini. So maybe hodash shneim should work. But my father's point in Shir is that no, the fact that in this case there happens to be no other krovim to aser doesn't tell you that this is not a transcendental kiyum, transcendental kinyan. It is. It just happens to be there are no krovim for it to affect. Got it? Because of chor, that shows you. My act, the fact that I marry this woman, so I can understand that asers you to Kuliyama. But that my kinyan to her, or with her, should start affecting her relatives, that shows you how like the bonds of the Ishus extend out further. Ishus is further than but you see how Ishus Ish could always be attributed to my kinyan with her. Right? I've changed her status, and that's all. As opposed to saying that I've changed the status of her krovim as well. Take Yibim as an example, right? The fact that when I do a Maisa Kedushin, now it sets up all the relatives to Yibim, right? In cases where someone's going to die, that shows you that the Kinyan Kedushin is far more than just a Kinyan between me and her. Right? It creates a whole framework for other sorts of halachos that are going to go on. That seems to be the concept of Arayos. I think later in Shir when we talk more about the Brichas Erison, we're gonna say that's why you have Arayos in the Brichas Chasan in the Brichas Erison, because it shows you this transcendental level of the Kinyan Erison. That's the idea. What's that?
Is there non-transcendental chalot? Like, if I'm makdish a field, then somebody agreed more.
Well, the argument here is that Nisuin is a non-transcendental chalos, because all it is the actual beginning of living together. Right? You haven't created. So to come back to Isaac's point, you've changed her from one kind of misa to another kind of misa. That's not quite the same changing of a status. Right? It might just be your now it's more chamor. As opposed to saying that now I've asered krovim, etc. That's the argument. Tosas in Gittin also has this kind of view of chavla achrini. Tosas says the reason why Nireide Kiyim by Gittin is because now she's going to be asur to a kohen. Right, a grusha is asur to a kohen. So that's why you have chavla achrini. Okay, but again, our point in Shir is that chavla achrini is a simin to the fact that there's a status change, that there's a real transcendental kiyim. Not because technically you've affected somebody down the line. Okay, but here we could go even further, and we could point out that Eidei Kiyum are directly... So this works out very nicely in the Gemara. Does everybody see that? Because the Gemara says that you need Eidim for Kiddushin. Why? Because Chav Lachrini. And we're suggesting that Chav Lachrini means it's transcendental. That's the way you know it's transcendental. That's the way you know it. So you see that the Gemara is already linking up Eidei Kiyum with the creation of a higher Chalos. It's built into the Shakavataria of that Gemara and Kedushin. But now we can go further and show that the level of Das that you have to have at the time of that Kenyan is related to the need for Eidei Kiyum. Okay? So how do we know this? The Ritva and Kedushin and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph. So here the Ritva says, Hitmin Eidim Me'achori Ageder. If you hide Eidim behind the fence, so that doesn't work for a Kedushin. You have the Eidim who are there. So Ritva says, no, you need the parties to know about the Eidim. So who cares? Who cares whether you know if the Eidim are standing there or not? So the idea here is that your knowledge of the presence of Eidim, right, or your awareness of the presence of Eidim, is what forces you to have a higher level of Das. Now, you can't compare a Maisa Kedushin that's done behind closed doors, right, just between myself and the woman, to a case where you have two objective bystanders witnessing the fact. Because right? I'm much more serious about it when they're standing there. It creates a higher level of Das. So if they're there and I don't know about them, then you don't have that higher Das of Eidei Kiyum. Reb Chaim spells this idea out almost explicitly. Reb Chaim says that you need Eidei Kiyum whenever you need this higher level of Das, which is creating a Chalos. That's Reb Chaim in Yibum B'Chalitza. So anything that's kinyan yitzira sachalos, that's going to require das and eidei kiyum. So here you could explain something very nicely. The Rambam is very clear that you need eidei kiyum for kedushin. The Rambam never mentions anything about eidei kiyum for nisuin, precisely because nisuin doesn't need das. Nisuin is not a transcendental chalos. Kedushin is.
That you need Eidei Kiyum to transform it objectively, or is it to give it to make sure that you have more das, which can only be done if there are Eidim?
Different formulations of it, different ways of saying it. This Ritva seems to point to the fact that you would have more das in the presence of Eidim, right? You could point to it as more of an objective happenstance. It's more of an objective ceremony when they're
right,
there.
If you have a ceremony that's doing something that's big.
So right, the problem is how do you explain Me'achori Ageder, right?
Because in order for them to truly enact their altering presence or whatever to really be felt, they have to be there, and you have to know that they're there. Not because it gives you more das, but because your maisa is deficient when you don't know that there are Eidim.
Why is the maisa deficient when you're?
It's not a function of das. It's a function of the same way that we said that Berachas Erison might need Asara if it's a Berachas Hanen, if it's a Berachas Oda, because we're saying it's the best thing since Gan Eden, and that can only be if. And that can only be really a truthful statement if there are people around. In the same way, we're trying to make something that's so special, and we're trying to make a real transcendental, whatever, chalos, then we need Eidim there.
I hear. It doesn't explain that Ritva in Kedushin so well, but yeah, I think if you push away from the Ritva, you could get to this idea. You could appeal to the Ravid in Mechira Heites, right? The Ravid says that you need Eidei Kiyum for a Kinyan Sudar, Why would I need a kinyan for a kinyan sudar? Because a kinyan sudar is just a kinyan of das. And there's no maisa kinyan. Most kinyanim where you change the object changes reshuyos. Ravid wants to say you need a kinyan for a kinyan sudar because it's just an expression of das. Whenever you're expressing das, you need two edim to make it more real. Yeah. Why is your das deficient if they're not there?
Because you don't think that you're doing this transcendental level.
Right, so, but you're already saying that, right. that therefore when the edim are there, you have a higher level of das.
Right, but that doesn't necessarily have to be the only reason.
Doesn't have to be?
The only reason why they're there.
True. But once you want to say that there's a higher level of das when the edim are there, so you see how the edim kiyum are just a part of creation of that das. Not necessarily exclusively.
No, they're not part of the creation. Meaning, they're there to make it this higher level kiyum. Right?
What do you mean by higher level kiyum, though?
This higher level kiyum is like transcendental colors, whatever that is. Right?
But I'm telling you what that means. That means that it was created by a higher level of das.
Yeah, but you don't have to go that far in the rhythm. Right? You could just say that they're there to make it a higher level of maise, just like transcendental colors, and then. And therefore, you need when you're doing kedushin, you need to have das to do kedushin. And if kedushin is this transcendental halos, so then if you don't think you're doing this transcendental level halos, then you don't have das
and kedushin. Right. I'm leaving myself open to, saying that I'm much more serious when two people are here, right? And therefore it changes my level of das, or saying that, look, kedushin is stipulated as requiring two edim because it needs objective parties. So in order for it to be a kedushin, and therefore, if I don't see those two parties there, that's like walking into a hall that doesn't have a chuppah, and I don't really have das to be married, right? But either way, I'm saying the presence of those two edim creates a higher level of das. Either technically, that like I'm much more serious when there are objective bystanders, or because that's the definition of kedushin, therefore I'm only serious when they're there. I'm open to both of those, and I don't think I was taking a stand in when I formulated initially. I think he's saying both of them. It could be. Good. We could also point to one other area where you might say that you see that you need a higher level of das for kedushin, although this is not so mochroch. Reb Chaim brings a raya from the fact that the Rambam only paskins rotza ani in all these cases of kfiya. The Rambam only paskins rotza ani for karbanos and for gerushin. It's in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. So Reb Chaim wants to say, and Reb Chaim points out that in the beginning of Hilchos Ishos in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that one of the dinim that's necessary for a get is das. You always need das for a kinyan. So Chaim says no. Gerushin requires a higher level of das than the das that's needed for a kinyan because you're creating this new chalos. Problem is, Reb Chaim then goes further and says there's no difference between gerushin and kiddushin. It's all din in das shel ishus. So you see, the Rambam says you need rotzani for gerushin. The Rambam says you need a special level of das for the get. Huadin for the kinyan of kiddushin. The only reason to object to that is that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, the Rambam there does not paskin that you have to say rotzani for a case of kfiya by kedushin. The Ravid says you have to say rotzani. So it seems like Reb Chaim is assuming that the Rambam would agree to that hasaga of the Ravid, that you would need rotzani, that higher level of das, to create a kinyan kedushin. Okay, so all this is trying to show that there's this higher level of das that's needed for kedushin. None of it seems to appear by nisuin. Okay, so this brings us to another distinction between kedushin and nisuin. I had this as the sixth distinction between them. First one was the Rambam's formulation. Second one was the Hagos Haimonios of Ketana Shenisei Shlo Das Aviyah. Third one that I had was, do the Edim need to know the Das of the Isha? And the fourth one is Edekim. Okay, this is our fifth. This is our fifth Nafkamina. The astir between the Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Yud and the Gemara in Yuvamos on Daf Nun. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Kalabol Daito Ar Gemar Bia. So you have to have a full Maisa Bia in order to be Kone. The Gemara in Yuvamos seems pretty clear that Hara is Kone, which is even Tchilas Bia. It may even be prior to the Maisa Bia. So how do you reconcile Kalabol Daito Ar Gemar Bia with the Gemara in Yuvamos? Tosos quotes Rabbein Nisim Gon, that one is dealing with Kedushin and one is dealing with Nisuin. For Kedushin, you need a full Maisa Bia. For Nisuin, it's sufficient to have Hara. So different ways that this is explained. Simplest way of explaining it is that when you're ready within the framework of Kedushin, so all you need is a Gemar. Right, so it's sufficient to have a Tchilas Bia to say that the Nisuin has gone into effect. Right, so you're just like the Makav Patish of the Kedushin. It's one way of explaining it. The way Reb Chaim seems to have explained it is that Chol HaBol Daito HaGmar Bia is a projection of the Das HaBal. Right? When he is Boel, he has in mind for the Sof Bia. It's like a psychological Ukimta. So Reb Chaim says the only time we could care about his Das is when we're dealing with a Kinyan. If you're dealing with a non-Kinyan, Das is irrelevant. Who cares what he's thinking? So Kol HaBol Daito HaGmar Bia means when you have a Kinyan Kiddushin, so his Das changes the Chalos and doesn't allow it to go into effect until the end. Daito HaGmar Bia. For Nisuin, where his Das doesn't make any difference, so he can't change the fact that Hara is going to be Kona. So notice how this is a stronger Chiluk than the ones we've seen previously. Right, previously we've been saying, do you need Das? Do you not need Das? Do the Edom need to know about your Das? Do they not need to know about your Das? Here we're saying that Das can't affect the Nisuin. Right? Because he's still Boel with Daito HaGmar Bia. Reb Chaim saying that's not effective at all in Nisuin. The only time it could be effective is in something that he's in control of. So this leads us to another Nafkamina, Tanai and Shlichus. The Gemara is very clear, Gemara 9 Dalet in Ksuvis, Milsa, Delasa B'Shlichus, Lasa B'Tanai. Why is that? Tosa explains that both Tanai and Shlichus have a common ground, which is that you have to be in control of the chalos in order for you to either appoint an agent to do it for you. It has to be yours for you to have power of attorney to give it over. Same thing with Tanai. It has to be your action or your thing that you're creating if you want to be able to stipulate conditions within it. So here the Ar Samech has this whole dion. And the main line here is that since Nisuin is not something that you're the Bailam over, it's simply an event of Tchilas HaIshos, right? It's a Metzias. They started living together, so you can't impose any conditions or Shlichos on it. It's only for Kedushin, where it's Das and it's created, it's your Maisa, so then you can impose conditions and Shlichos. You might ask for a Masra Av L'Shluchei Haba, it doesn't seem to be Shlichos. Right? It's not a din of appointing an agent, it's just that my men are already my Rishos. That's the way we want to explain the Mishnah on Memchas. Okay. So what we've seen so far are, we pointed out how there's an ambiguity in the Pesukim, there's an ambiguity in the Rishonim, it's not fleshed out exactly what Nisuin is, it applies to different people. That led us to say that there's something different about Nisuin, it's more this Mitzias. Then we pointed out that even within the level of the Das and the Edim and the Kinyan, you could point to actual differences, Nafkamina, within the halachos of Kedushin and Nisuin, to show that they're different. The question is there a way to bridge the gap between them? Right, we're presenting the Kedushin and Nisuin as extreme ends, very divergent kinds of chaluyos. So is there a way to bring Kedushin closer to Nisuin or Nisuin closer to Kedushin? So here we try to show that you could do that from either side. The best example from the Kedushin side is Kedushei Bia. Right? The Gemara already wants to say that the Gemara is a suffix whether Bia is Erisinosa or Nisuinosa. So why would that be? Why would that be that all of a sudden Kedushei Bia could get you straight to Nisuin, whereas in general you have this, Chalos, Kinyan, Kedushin, and this Mitzias of Knisa Labesa. So the idea was that that's just inherent to what the Kinyan Bia is, right? It's in addition to being a Maisa Kinyan that's going to work for a Kedushin, it's also a very intimate way of beginning the marriage. That's so wonderful. So you have the actual kiddushin and the nesuin wrapped together. You're accomplishing the kiddushin through a full knisa lirshusa. Right? Because it's more intimate, so it gets you straight to nesuin. This might affect other dinim of kiddushei bia. So one, of course, is that it might be nesuin osa. The Yushalmi seems to suggest, the Yushalmi in the beginning of kiddushin, that you may not need das for a kiddushei bia. There are certainly not the same level of das that you need for kiddushei kasef and shtar. Right, so you see that we're already smuggling in the characteristics of nesuin into kiddushei bia, because it's a more nesuin kind of a kiddushin. Another nafkimina to this is the Tosefta quoted in the Rif in Gittin Lamed Hei Mebeis. Now, even if you have, let's say you have someone's Megarish, his wife, and then Lana Ima Bepundaki, right, and then they're back sleeping together, they're in the same hotel room. So you have one aid that saw them Shachris and one aid that saw them Arvis. So it's Aedus Miuchedas, because normally you need the Aedim to be there together. So the Tosefta said that that is not sufficient. Okay, it's not sufficient to require him to give her another get. You don't say Eide Yichud Hinei Debiya with Aedus Miuchedas. Problem is, the Rishonim, both the Ran and the Ravya, say that's only Din Drabanan. Really, Me'ikar Adin, Aedus Miuchedas would work for Lana Ima Bapundaki. Aye, how could that be? You're dealing with Eide Kiyum, right? Doesn't Kiddushin need Eide Kiyum? And here the assumption is that he was re-Mekadesher with Kiddushin Bia, and you should need Eide Kiyum for the Eide Yichud, Eide Yichud Hin Eide Bia. The answer is no. Right, the kedushei bia, because it's an intimate beginning to the marriage, so that's going to take on the characteristics of nesuin. The same reason that the gemara have mir, that's nesuin osa. So you might not need a dekiyum for kedushei bia. That was a suggestion that Rav Chanan gave to explain this daya. You don't need a dekiyum for kedushei bia. Not just because it's not snias, but no, in principle, it's more of a nesuin kind of a kinyan. It could be that the Rambam actually paskins that bia is nesuin osa. The Rambam in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that if you're boel her, so you don't have a heter bia a second time until you're machnisa lebeso through chuppah. So it's not clear what the Rambam's paskining. It seems like the Magen Mishnah is suggesting that even if bia is nesuin osa, nonetheless he's aser lavo alav. So it could be that the Rambam is even paskening here that nesuin is bia osa. That bia is nesuin osa. It doesn't allow you to have a heter bia going forward. But at least in principle, he might be paskening that side in the Gemara. Kesef Mishnah there doesn't like it. So that's from the kiddushin side, right? There are some kiddushins that come closer to nesuin. But you also have this from the other side. The Gemara and kiddushin on Daf Hei, here it's not as strong as the kiddushin side, but the Gemara and kiddushin on Daf Hei has a suggestion in the Havmina that chuppah will be kona mikal v'chomer. That chuppah will work as a kinyan kiddushin. Right, so it's just a havamin in the Gemara. And Rashi relegates that to chuppas ketana. And there are a couple of other Rashis that seem to indicate that chuppas ketana might be different. And put this together also with the Beis Yaakov, who says that for the Rambam, you have a different chuppah for for a ketana, you have Masra Avla Shluchei Abal. So the idea here might be is that since by a ketana you can't have the mitzias, you can't have the event of the beginning of the marriage, because he's a minor, so maybe the only way that you could have nesuin is through a kind of a kinyan of transferring of reshuyos. So dafka in kedushei ketana, then chuppah might be able to work, because that's how it operates. It operates as the husband being koneher. Can't talk about Ishus with a katana, really. Maybe that's why Masra Avla Shluchei Abal would work dafka for a katana. So it could be there's not so much evidence for this, but maybe that's why on the chuppah side you could talk about it as a kinyan. Okay, so our next topic for the next year Chazara will be the relationship between the Kedushin and the Nesuin in terms of the mitzvah, and whether or not you view them as a continuous progression from one to the next, or whether you see them as relating to two very different themes in the kinyan and the Tchilas Chayei Ishus. Okay.